BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy. Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio One.
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. People are isolating in quite strange places. We hear some of the quirkier ones from you. Would Chris's partner swipe right for him if they've met on a dating app? Don't look it up. The quiz where you put your phone away. Play along on the podcast. Let us know how you do. And the GC is in the mix with some diva anthems from her toilet in Essex. It's Gemma Collins.
One.
So it's Scott here and Chris is at home. Hello.
Hello.
I wish you could see, because we've not actually met in person for weeks now, but I wish you could see the little rucksack that I bring into work every day. It's really cute.
Yeah, it's a funny one, this, isn't it? I've not really thought of it like that, but we obviously see each other every day. And yeah, we kind of see each other now and we speak to each other, of course, but I haven't felt you for a while, have I?
Well, I haven't felt anyone for ages. No, there's anyone else. Well, apart from boyfriend. But that's not really a thing.
Not really a thing.
Well,
what do you mean by that?
We hug sometimes, yeah.
Apparently, someone said you were doing something on the internet the other day. I think it was the quiz that you were hosting.
Mm.
And you described your boyfriend as the person that I isolate with than your boyfriend.
That's
is that
fact.
True?
Well, it is.
And is it true, he drew offence by it?
Not true that he drew offence by it. No, he's not easily offended. Anyway, back to my rucksack. It's a bit like I'm back at school. So I have to really think about it like the night before because there's nothing open. So I've got flask of coffee. I'm showing you on our Zoom that we've got.
Yep, I can see that. Very good.
Flask of coffee I've got.
Obviously, that's been left outside of the studio.
Yes. Water.
Yep.
Plastic bag featuring yogurt, banana, cutlery from home, apple. And some chicken for lunch. I've really had to think about it.
Oh, it's lovely.
I know.
You've never been so prepared in all your life.
Never have I. It's all right for you. You can just nip to the kitchen and get a little bacon toastie or whatever.
I love it. Yeah.
Nothing open here, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, quirky isolation. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Right, tell us where you are at the moment.
So I'm in a very cold home of Rangers Football Club, which is Ibrox Stadium.
Why are you in Ibrox?
So I work for the Rangers Charity Foundation, which is the club's charitable arm. So I'm literally sat on the floor of the stadium office printing hundreds of worksheets for children. It's a bit eerie.
Being in an empty stadium is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
It's only happened to me like once in my life, I think, where I was lucky enough to go to Manchester United match and I got there early and they let me in through the back door and it was, and also I think I was doing some kind of event or something. Anyway, it was ages ago, but quite mad to be at Old Trafford before anyone else.
Yeah, really strange one that. Do you remember when we had to go and have some photos taken at Vicarage Road?
Yeah.
And it was completely empty and we managed to get there a bit early before the press guy had turned up. So we ended up just running on the pitch.
Yes!
And making an absolute scene and then someone came out, started really shouting at us.
Yeah, it's like,
by the way, there's quite a few football clubs that are really trying to step in at the moment and support the local community.
Oh, yeah.
So can I just take this moment to give a big shout out to... I know it's my football club and I support them, but I've seen so many amazing things happening with Watford Football Club and at Vicarage Road. And what they're doing is, because Watford General's next door, they're trying to use the football club to kind of help however they can. So give facilities and help out with lunches and breakfasts and stuff like that. And I've seen these amazing pictures of some of our amazing NHS workers, people who work at the hospital, using the stadium and sitting in the stadium and just taking some time out. I think there's some counselling going on. And it's just amazing seeing the football clubs that are really stepping up here. Obviously, I'm biased with Watford, but I really am so kind of happy and impressed to see what they're doing and very proud being a football fan in these times.
And this will be happening all over. So if you've seen your team doing something similar, then let us know because they definitely deserve a shout out. So is it just you at Ibrox there? Rachel? No, she's gone. Rachel.
Did I bore her with my praise of Watford? Sorry, sorry, Rachel, anyway, I went
all,
in.
Let's all just imagine... I think she was like, OK, he's talking, I'm done. Imagine Rachel there, just in the football stadium, 50,000 capacity, just on the banks of the River Clyde in Glasgow. One of the team has just messaged our WhatsApp group going, Scott, you've been to a football match. Yes, several, actually.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we've got someone here who's having a quirky isolation. Is he higher?
Hello.
Now, you're not isolating with humans, but...
but a whole park of animals.
So are you in lockdown with them and not allowed to see anyone else?
We've got three other keepers living on site as well, so there's the four of us here, but it is mainly the animals.
Right, so who are your friends now, your new friends?
My new friends, definitely penguins, red pandas, our Abyssinian ground hornbills, and you've got to have a little cuddle with the donkeys as well.
I know you're busy, but I know what you could do, right? You've got all these animals and you've some time, yeah? And you're isolating. Unique situation. You need to fire up the TikTok and go at it in anger. I'm talking penguins. I'm saying get the tigers to do their own Carol Baskin sort of dance, you know, like really go for it.
Get the hornbills to do the weekend's dance to Blinding Lights, you know?
That would be amazing. I think we could definitely teach them that.
Have you managed to watch Tiger King yourself or what's your take?
We have had it on as an evening show, definitely, yep.
And what's your zoo where you are?
We're at Paradise Park in Hale in Cornwall.
Oh, beautiful. Wicked. Part of the world. Okay, and is it anything like the zoo on Tiger King?
Not quite. We've not got any big cats. This is the biggest thing we have. We could maybe dress up a donkey.
Are you Carol Baskin of Cornwall?
I hope not.
The Cornish Carol Baskin.
Right, or you should call cats and kittens.
We need to find the Cornish Carol Baskin. If it's not you, and I do suspect you're the nearest thing we've got, she must be out there. Have you got your own Joe Exotic? By that, I don't mean the dubious activities. I mean more just the kind of the look, you know, like dead fashionable zookeeper, essentially.
No, I think we've got some quite plains. We could definitely get some dressed up. We've got Stewie, although he's just shaved off all of his hair, but he definitely was starting to rock the look.
Where do you stay when you're in the zoo? This is like a kid's dream.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, not bedding down with the actual animals. There was a house on site where the people who opened up the zoo lived, and so half of that was turned into like a little flat. So we're all rocking about in our own little flat together.
Sweet.
Are any of the animals starting to get on your nerves? That happens.
So because we're here 24/7 and we're pretty much in the middle of the zoo, you can hear them squawking and cooing all night. And as you can probably imagine, it's getting closer to breeding season, which means they're a lot louder. And, you know, you hear all what's going on. The kias and the flamingos, I'd say, were definitely the loudest when you're trying to get to sleep or stay asleep.
You haven't been tempted to dress up as one of the animals and sort of try and blend in like that, have you? I've always sort of imagined that's what I would do if I was in your position.
It wasn't quite when I was isolating, but one of my favourite things when they let us do it is dress up in the giant penguin costumes, although I have made quite a lot of kids cry.
Be mad, wouldn't it, with the penguins? But as you said, you've got to be careful of mating season if that's the case.
Oh, yes, yeah, that is true. You've got to keep your distance.
Because they don't want to be mounted.
No, they can easily mistake you and then mount you. And it happens very fast.
Sorry, you've been had by a penguin?
Yes.
Yeah. Just be careful.
It can happen fast, you know, so just be aware of that. Izzy?
Definitely.
Your isolation story is different to the rest. However, if you're isolating with something weirder than that, let me know on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
That's right, it's time for one of our Scott Mills Golden Moments, and we're going to a time where it was, would Chris's now wife swipe right for him on a dating app? They didn't meet on a dating app. So I basically was like, go on, call her and see what she says.
It's an interesting discussion, this, isn't it? If you haven't met your partner through a dating app. Yeah, it's a funny one, this.
So we'll play yours now. I don't think we need to play my... We did call my boyfriend as well, but...
I think we should play yours as well.
Why?
Well, it's only fair, isn't it?
Okay, so here was the moment where Chris called Rhea, wife. Would she swipe for him? Okay.
So you're going to call her there.
Doing it now.
Oh, straight in.
Hello.
Hello, it's me.
Hiya.
Hello, I'm just on the radio at the moment, so don't swear or anything. You're on.
Okay.
Yeah, you're at work. You got a second?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, quickly though.
Really quick question. All right. If we were to have met on a dating app, right? So let's say my picture just popped up and you didn't know me or anything like that. Didn't know you, but my picture just popped up. And you can be honest with this. I won't hold it against you. Would you have swiped right?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Ah. All right. Okay. Well, I said be honest. All right, then. I'll speak to you in a bit.
All right. Okay. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye.
And she's gone.
Yeah.
Is that what you're expecting?
Yeah, it's kind of what I feared would happen in this situation.
Like I said,
I think it's the honest truth there, isn't it?
Personality wins every time.
It has got me thinking, though, what would happen with you and your boyfriend if we were to give it a go?
I think I know the answer also.
Will you let me do this?
Okay, so that's. I think we leave it there because your one was great and my one isn't as good.
No, I think we should hear what happened. Definitely, actually, I think we should.
Do we want to hear what happened? Let me know, 81199. Coming up, we've got Bumbleo at 12:30 and Gemma Collins is in the mix with some diva anthems from her toilet in Essex. That's right, she'll be sitting on the toilet the whole time, apparently, at 1 o'clock. So many people donating by downloading times like these. Thank you. Yes, Mills, that was brilliant. We need to hear yours. Didn't hear this first time around. Okay, we're getting loads of messages. All right, so we called my boyfriend and asked the same thing. Interesting how he answers the phone here with yellow and no one really knows why. Listen.
Yellow.
Hello, it's me.
You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you. On the radio, so don't say anything bad.
Oh.
Right, listen, quick question. If we, obviously we didn't, but if we met on a dating app, right?
Yeah.
Would you have swiped right for me, which is a yes?
Which picture would have been showing though?
What are you saying? It depends on the picture.
well, yeah, because if you had like a picture of you, I don't know, in your flare jeans or something, and a Taylor Swift T-shirt, then it'd probably be a less. But if you were wearing a nice jacket or something, it'd be right.
Right, so if it was me now, would you swipe right?
Yes, yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Really, on a dating app?
Well, yeah. As long as you put up a nice picture.
All right, cool.
But would you have swiped right for me, though?
Yeah. I saw pictures of you from years ago.
Good. Well, yeah. I've got all my pictures.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Speaking a bit.
Bye.
That was horrible.
That was the most incredibly awkward call I've heard any couple have in ages.
Yeah.
I thought mine was awkward.
Here we are. There's today's Scott Mills golden moment. I forgot that I said I saw pictures of you years ago. That was horrible.
The Scott Mills golden moment on Radio One.
Mills. Please, can we play again Danny Howard describing that track to someone on Radio 4? All-time classic.
So the build that you hear there with the laser riser is like, dee, 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 dee. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier, where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing-along, you've had the claps, and now we need something to really sort of go at on the dance floor. And that build-up is one of the most important parts, and you feel it. Something's going to come, and when the drop comes in, that's when the place goes crazy.
Have we heard the drop yet?
We just heard the drop there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it is still midweek. It's still in the middle part of the week, so let's have a dance. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. First up, suggested by loads of people, including Fliss and Prue and Finley, John Turode on fire on yesterday's This Morning.
What happens
in
your
the toaster?
Cooker's on fire.
Turn around.
John, behind you, cooker. Behind you, John. You're on fire. Fire,
oh,
John.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God.
I'll just open the back door.
Oh, my gosh, are you OK? You were so calm.
John, you're on fire.
John, you're on fire. Fire, John.
Oh, thank you.
Fire, John. Cam from Wellington wants robot Clara Amfo.
Gregory, hello.
Always good. Danny in Portsmouth wants this man from the kitchen roll ad.
This is why they call me One Sheet. One sheet does plenty.
Remember when superfan Steve called Gemma Collins? Sophie in Bristol wanted this one. Name five reality programmes Gemma's appeared on.
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
Towie. Steve. Dancing on Ice. Steve. Crime Watch. Steve. Celebs Go Dating. Steve. Splash.
And everyone in the world is asking for this.
A name, Chanel. She's gone towards the canal, please. Everyone, please. Chanel! Please, everyone. Me parrot's gone. She's an African grey, and named Chanel.
Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Come on, then. Get involved. Where are you today?
No te da perdón de Dios.
James in Barrington, Matt and Jake in East Grinstead already on board for Bambleo. Jamie in South Wales saying thank you for keeping me going through my day at work, working from home. Laura in Livingston, shout out to all the solicitors and their team still providing essential legal services. Ethan and Finley homeschooling while Bambleoing in Oldham. A little treat to hear the show live today. Shane, helping keeping Cornwall and Devon farming, says looking forward to Gemma Collins. DJ set from Gemma at 1 p.m. on Claustrophobic Darren. Hi Katie in Sheffield. So many. Archie, Luke and Sam moving maize in rainy Herefordshire.
Amazing. Oh, big up Chanel, by the way. Chanel the parrot, of course. Chanel! Did actually get found, so all good there. That's worth celebrating alone, you know. African grey. Yeah, nice. Big up Chanel. Also, hello, Sarah in Worcester. Hannah in Worthing. Michael, who's a nurse on his way to John Radcliffe Hospital right now. Big up.
Liz, another solicitor supposed to be in Thailand, isn't. Adam on furlough in Bath.
I love the hairy porn.
Sam and Amy, also in Bath, making bagels. Melvin and his team all working from home. But they're in Swindon. Brian in Shipley, bumbling in her kitchen on her own. Ben and his girlfriend Amy are making cakes in Worcester. And Wally said that gap gave him more stability.
Blazing! Stay at home.
Stay safe.
2 metres.
Don't be a 1 metre, Michael.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The GC's Twitter Anthems.
Pleased to announce this afternoon that the GC is in the mix. Hi, Gemma.
Bonjour, everybody. How are we coping in quarantine?
Well, more question.
Quarantine.
More to the point, how are you coping?
I'm absolutely bored, bored, bored. I've loaded the dishwasher. I've become a domestic goddess. It's time to get back out into the real world and cause some action.
I hope that you've been pampering yourself during this lockdown.
Well, I have homestyle, but I'd give anything for
a blow dry.
Somebody come round and do me the full once over, but it's all about staying home, saving lives. So I have been doing it myself. I did order myself a spray tan tent. It was a disaster. Forget it. So once this is over, I will be back to my best.
So what are you saying? You're not at your best at the moment?
Hell no, absolutely not. I'm just going to be honest. Part of my life routine is 3 massages a week, spray tan, nails, hair. You know, I've had to start blow drying my own hair, Scott.
Nice.
It's, yeah. But apart from that, I've grown some cress. yeah, I've grown some cress. And I'm all up to date with me washing. I even took out my own iron. I've not ironed for 3 years. And I've not made a bed for about 5 years. And yeah, just move over Mrs. Inch, because the GC is becoming a pro. But I can't stand it, Scott.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And Gemma, you're used to having people doing this for you now, babe.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm used to having it all done for me, Mariah Carey style. But you know what? If it means staying home and saving lives, the GC does what she's got to do. And I'm I'm not shy to rolling up my sleeves and getting my hands dirty.
Wow. It's good to hear that you can still get your blow dry as well, because...
It is commendable.
Yeah, we've heard you kick off when you haven't been able to blow dry your hair before.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I'm rocking a bob. I've got no extensions in. The hair's growing. It's very strong. But yeah, you know, Rod Stewart, eat your heart out. I'm rocking a mullet and I cannot wait to be honest, I can't wait for it to be over.
Right, so what are we going to play first on your mix today?
I think we've got to go straight in Pied Piper, Do You Really Like It?
Yes.
I keep saying it, Garage has got to come back in a big way.
Enter the Dragon.
DJ Pied Piper, first song from Gemma Collins, In a Toilet.
Do you really like it? Is it wicked?
Do you really like it? Do you really like it? We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like this. For the summertime crew, come on.
BBC Radio 1, Gemma Collins is coming to us from her toilet in Essex, yeah?
Live from the toilet seat, and it's not a heated one.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you can do it?
Right, the minute quarantine's lifted, I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m. in the morning, I'm going out.
Out.
Well, I'll be going somewhere. I'll be in the first one in the McDonald's drive-thru. I'll be heading to London. I want to see the pigeons at Trafalgar Square. I just want to get back to life, really. I want to get back to work. I like humans. I've missed human interaction.
And pigeons.
Definitely. I spoke about pigeons on my podcast. They're just not appreciated enough. You know, hopefully when the humans get back out onto Earth, the animals will be okay with it. But do you just not think, what are all the pigeons thinking around Trafalgar Square? Where have the humans gone?
Yeah, that's probably definitely what they're
the
thinking.
Birds.
See the birds.
You know, they're cooing away and sweeting away. Where's the GC? Where's the GC? Don't worry, my darlings, I'll be back soon. The highlight of my day is actually, I get up, I make a cup of tea, and I do like to see the birds feed. I put lots of food out for them. I've got a monk jack in my garden. If you don't know what one is, Google it. I don't know if you get monk jacks in London.
I actually don't. And that's mad, because I don't learn many things from you.
I've got monk jacks, I've got a pheasant, we've got badgers, we've got it all.
Got it all.
Wow.
Got it all, and it's nice, you know?
Okay, Gemma, listen, I know you're in your bathroom right now. I bet you've got all the products in there, haven't you?
I've got it all. I'm just taking a rest on the toilet seat, though, Scott.
Oh, you're not having a fag, are you, like you do? Oh, that's a night time.
No, I've cut back on all of that. I've got super healthy in quarantine. I've been going on bike rides.
I've seen you lost a bit of weight as well.
Yeah, basically, been riding a bike for an hour a day. I think it's just a wonderful form of exercise.
Looking good, Gemma.
I did try Joe Wicks's stay at home, but he asked me on the TV, it said, say, Peachamu or Pichiachu, Pikachu. Pokemon or something. Yeah. I don't know. And then realised I was doing the kiddie version. Never went back to it.
The GC's Toilet Anthems.
Like I should, when in Durban, walk around the neighbourhood, feeling blessed. Never stressed. Got this.
sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed.
Sunday Best Surfaces on Radio 1, chosen by the GC.
The GC's Toilet Anthems.
Now, who are you isolating with, Gemma? On your own, or...?
No, GC will never be alone. I can't bear being alone. Marilyn didn't like to be alone, and, you know, nor do I.
Right.
So I'm isolating with my brother, his wife, my sister-in-law, and my two nephews, and our boxer dog, Frank.
Oh my God, it's like a load of people.
You know, I find quarantine has been a roller coaster of emotions for a lot of people, but we have had fun as well. I've been homeschooling the children because they're back to, don't laugh, carry on with their work. So I've done, you name it, I've done it. Geography, French, Spanish, and maths. Was terrible at the maths, though.
What's the best thing you've learned from doing homeschooling?
Well, thank God I'm not at school anymore. It all seems a little bit more, you know, involved. I've got to be honest, algebra and all of that. I mean, why do they teach the children algebra? Because when you leave school, you know, you don't really use it. I've never been asked an algebra question in my career. So, but yeah, you know, I'm all up for it and I'm trying to help the kids, but secretly I'm Googling the answers behind their back and just making out I'm super intelligent.
That's amazing.
But that's a great question. What subjects would you teach at school then? If we're doing away with some of those, what are you replacing them with?
I would teach meditation. I would start the day off. I'd get rid of that assembly. It would all be about coming to meditation. The kids would meditate first off. Secondly, they would start the day with fun. Literally, they would be, dancing to Madonna, put a bit of garage on for them, make it fun, have a bit of lunch. And then, yeah, maybe in the afternoon, get onto some serious subjects about learning who the GC is.
Right, and that's in the curriculum now. What subjects would you get rid of, Gemma?
What subjects would I get rid of?
PE.
Nah, PE was all right. I just remember the stench of, I don't know if anyone will remember, it's them awful ropes you had to climb up. They stunk.
Oh, yeah, they did stink.
Yeah, I wouldn't get rid of PE. I would get rid of, I'd pretty much get rid of most of it.
Just get rid of it all.
Yeah, don't need it.
The GC's Toilet Anthems.
Okay, Gemma, next on your list that you've sent is Nicki Minaj, Starships.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad like me, it's hard to come by.
Starships, we're meant to fly.
Nicki Minaj on Radio 1.
The GC's Toilet Anthems.
How good does that sound, Gemma?
Do you know what? I am having a ball right on the toilet seat. I'm currently moisturising my elbows. I don't know about you, but my elbows have gone ever so dry in quarantine.
Yeah, same. It's one of the driest bits of me right now.
Well, get out that lotion, Scott, and start rubbing it in.
Hey, listen, your podcast has been mad successful. I know it's final episode today.
Do you know what? Today is kind of a very sad day because I've really built a strong podcast community and I'm absolutely loving podcasting. I love to have a chat. I love to air my views. But don't be sad because it's coming back in 4 weeks. So, you know, life gets to go on a little bit. And once I return, you will have a very fresh GC with some more life experience to give out to the nation.
And only 4 weeks to wait. So it's the Gemma Collins podcast, BBC Sounds, and the new one coming out on the 8th of June. So only not long to wait at all.
Back stronger, Gemma, right?
Yeah, I'll be fresh. I'll be able to, you know, spread some more wisdom to the world in 4 weeks' time.
Now, here, the last episode of Series 2, which is live today, is when, you thought you were being abducted by aliens?
Yes, as you know, I'm very interested. I'd really like to go to Area 51. I know they stop you at the gate, but when the GC rocks up in a big pink coat and a pink Cadillac, I reckon I could convince Area 51 to let me in. So, yeah, it is all about the aliens. As you know, I'm all about conspiracy theories, and I want to try and prove to people they are real.
What other conspiracies do you have apart from the aliens? Just give us some headlines.
Well, you know, you go online, there's a lot. There's a lot about these 5G masks at the moment.
Oh, my word.
There's a lot about, you know, some are even about pizza. They're bizarre. Ultra mind control. There's a lot going on in the world that is bizarre. Obviously, I've had a lot of time on my hands since being in quarantine. So, you know, I've been reading a lot online. There's a lot of conspiracy theories, and I actually want to go out there and prove to people, are they real or are they a load of baloney?
Right.
I look forward to that. All right.
Good.
Gemma, one last track. What are we going to have?
Glamorous by Fergie. This is my ultimate tune, Feel Good Factor.
Gemma, thank you for providing us with a very Gemma Collins mix. Thank you.
Everybody, this is Glamorous by Fergie. Crank up that volume button.
G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S, yeah. G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S. Up in the sky, pop a champagne, living my life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Laura.
Hiya.
Yes.
Hiya.
So what's your story? What's happening?
Nothing really much.
No.
Just isolating at home, off work, unfortunately. So so making the most of some much needed spare time, I suppose.
Okay. What's your job normally when things are different?
So I'm a beauty therapist, so I work for a small local salon, which unfortunately has had to close. So that's what I normally do.
Are you on furlough?
I'm on furlough, yes.
Okay. Thing is,
indeed.
Laura, when this is all over, because you got to think, everyone's, you know, everyone is getting hairy as right
yeah.
now. Do you know what I mean?
I'm
they're all
never going to be out of a job, I
no,
don't think.
Never.
I think
they're all growing.
Like, year, 2 years, I think everyone, you know, is going to give me plenty of work, which is good. I'm loving it. I'm actually loving having some spare time, to be fair, because normally, I mean, this sort of time is like holiday season for us.
Yes.
So normally I'm absolutely cream crackers, but generally, no, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Awesome. Okay, well, yeah, like a bit of time. Who are you spending it with at home?
So I'm spending my time with my fiancé Liam, but he actually works for a telecommunications company, Wopen Siege,
oh, yeah.
if you know what that rhymes with.
Yeah.
So he's out working every day. So I'm on my own at the moment, but yeah, he's out there.
And you're filling your time listening to us, and what else are you doing?
So other than listening to you guys, which absolutely love, I'm sewing some headbands for Peterborough City Hospital. So filling my time with a bit of sewing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're amazing.
Exactly.
You are. Do you know what? So many people, and we see so many messages from people like yourself that are doing little bits here and there where they can to help. And it all adds up to this amazing picture that's been painted of our great nation sort of clubbing together and, as I said, doing their bit to try and help. And it's so lovely, Laura.
Well, this is it, you know. I mean, a lot of my friends have had to use the hospital recently, and one of my school friends has recently had a baby. So I think it's important to kind of keep in touch and let the hospital know that they're doing such a great job.
Totally. Yeah. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
What this is throwing up is loads of very, very kind people, including you. Right, so what I am going to do now is offer up my choice for today's bangers.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's the biggest decision you'll make today, Laura, but here we go.
Probably. Oh, my God, what a tune.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is Kevin Little and Turn Me On.
Okay.
It's a lovely choice. For me, this throws me back to being in some sort of beach bar, definitely in view of the sea, some sort of cocktail, in some sort of resort, potentially with a condom attached to the drink, whatever. Could be amazing. I'd love to hear that. However, I'm going to offer you a song as well, and it's this, and I think this is a tune. Very different to Kevin Little, but this is The Strokes. And their anthem last night.
Okay, good choices. It's gonna be a tough one.
There he is, then. There it is. What do you want? What do you want?
Well, I think I'm going to have to switch up my usual. Scott, it's you.
Yeah!
Alan Shearer and Ian Wright are in my kitchen. Mm. What's going on here?
The all-new Match of the Day Top 10 podcast, answering a huge football question every week.
This has not been easy, has it?
Like the top 10 Premier League strikers.
Personally, I think it's really hard to have Shearer anywhere near the top 10.
The Match of the Day Top 10 podcast.
Only available on BBC Sounds.
So many good memories of this song on holiday with the lads. James is in Edinburgh. Leah in Manchester is dancing to Kevin Little while eating a tuna sandwich. Homemade. Life doesn't get better. I'll tell you who else has been on saying, oh, you beauty. Everest climbing teacher Phil. Do you remember Phil who raised all of that money by basically doing a lot of stairs? That was just before this all took off, wasn't it? Phil, you legend. He says, very special song for me and my wife. Kevin Little was first dance at our wedding. Interesting choice.
Scott Mills.
All right, so this is Don't Look It Up. A head-to-head quiz. Play along against each other, whoever you've got in your circle. If they're not with you, play along on WhatsApp, playing along FaceTime, whatever. No cheating. No cheating. 81199. Who are you playing against today and what are you playing for? We have three quiz rounds. If you're ready to go, let's do this.
Round one.
And here's Quizmaster Will with round one.
Hello, Will.
Hello.
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 Round one is Radio 1 DJ's former jobs.
Okay, I don't think I'm in this because I've never had a proper job. All right, so we've got three questions, right? Number one.
Number one, before moving into TV and radio, which Radio 1 DJ ran a market stall?
Yeah.
5 seconds.
There's only one. There's only one. There's only one. Come on. Nice, easy start there. Everyone listening must know this one.
Easy in.
A current Radio 1 DJ.
Yeah. God, just quickly, imagine our little Christmas photo that we've got to do. Go through everyone. Only one, you know, will be... oh, come on, it's so obvious.
Charlie Hedges.
Ah. No.
No, you can imagine her in, like, Walford, can't you?
Chris?
Oh, I get you, Applestat. Chris?
Matt Edmondson.
It is Matt Edmondson.
No way.
He ran a magic stall.
He used to do tricks on the side of the street. He, what's the phrase? No, that's the wrong phrase. I mean, magic tricks. Used to sell magic tricks on the side of the street.
I never knew.
Is that right, producer Will?
That's correct.
All right, well, give yourself a point. If you said Matt Edmondson in his previous life worked in a market store or like sold his wares at a market store. Question two. Chris, can you not eat knickknacks while we're doing the quiz,
sorry,
please?
Sorry. Can you hear that?
I need full concentration.
Sorry, I just... Sorry, Scott.
Okay, thank you. Okay, question two, please.
Question two. Who was let go from a charity call centre for being so bad at actually asking for money, instead just gossiping with the people they were calling?
Right, OK, this is a former... No, this is a current Radio 1 DJ. Former job. OK.
Great game.
So they were gossiping instead of, like, on the phone getting money?
Correct.
Nick Grimshaw. 100%.
Yeah, that's a great shout. I don't know why. I'm going to go for the first name that came into my head. I'm going Melvin O'Doom.
The answer is Ariel Free.
Really? Actually, yeah, she loves a gossip. So does Grimmy. Easily distracted. Okay, if you said Radio 1's Ariel Free, give yourself a point. And question three.
Before becoming a Radio 1 DJ, who was one of the finest pizza delivery drivers in their town?
5 seconds.
How do we not know this?
I think I do now. But I think I only found it out last week by listening to their show. There was one song, I can't remember the song, but Greg James played it on the 10-minute takeover, and he said that once, when he was delivering pizzas in Bishop Stortford, I played that song for him on the radio and gave him a shout out. Like, hi Greg in Bishop Stortford, and here's your song, he's delivering pizza. So I only found that out last week, but I'm going to say Greg James.
Yeah, I wasn't guessing Greg James. You sound confident with that. But I'm going to go Danny Howard.
The answer is Greg James.
Yes, and I wouldn't have known that a week ago. Apparently I did a shout out to him on Radio 1 when he was delivering the pizzas hot and fresh from the oven. How are you doing so far? That was former jobs of Radio 1 DJs. We'll do round two next.
One. Scott Mills.
Round two.
Quizmaster Will, what is round two? What is it?
One hit wonders.
Okay. Oh, I should be good at this, I hope.
Should be. Question one?
Yes, please.
The wit Nene would have swept TikTok if TikTok had existed in 2015. But can you name the artist behind the track?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Now watch me Nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Whip. Watch me Nene.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Oh.
Kill it.
Watch me Nene.
Oh, come on. This is massive at the time. Okay.
Timer.
Sorry. Okay, 5 seconds. I'll give you a bit longer. 5 seconds. Now watch Wim Web.
It's,
watch
me
Nene.
What is it? I think I know it.
Go on. Is it...
But I'm confusing it with an ice lolly. Yeah, I'm going... Right,
Cilento.
So I'm going to write down
Cilento.
The word. Cilento, yes.
Is it Cilento?
The answer is... Cilento.
You know when it comes back to you.
Yes.
Yes, both got Cilento. That's amazing because it was really... I was going to say Willow. But
I had Solero in my head.
Right.
And it was... No, because Willow was... I whipped my hair back and forth.
Yeah.
It was a different whip.
Give yourself a well-earned point if you said Cilento. That just came to me. Wow. It's amazing what's there, isn't it? And you don't know until it's tested. Okay, next one.
Question number two. She bagged a number one single in 2014 when Robin Schulz remixed her track. But can you name the singer behind this one-hit wonder?
Yeah, you never said a word. You didn't send me no letter. Don't think I could forgive you.
Oh, that's going to do my head in.
Time.
Timer. 5 seconds, write it down. Oh, we played it so much as well. We played it all the time.
One hit wonder, very much.
That's going to annoy me so much because I know it. I want to say Ray, but I know it's not right.
Chris. No, I can't think of the name.
When you tell me, I'm going to go mad.
Neither of us know.
The answer is Lily Wood.
Actually, I wouldn't have
Prayer
got
that. Prayer
and Sea. I wouldn't have got it.
Yeah,
what is it, Prayer and Sea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Robin Schulz one,
Number three.
Yeah.
Question three. With nearly 6 billion views on YouTube, can you name the artist behind this one-hit wonder?
Daddy Shark, Daddy Shark, Daddy Shark, Daddy Shark.
5 seconds.
Yes. Got it.
I know this because I had to play it on the chart every week. Pink Fong.
Pink Form.
Pink Fong is the correct answer.
You said Pink Form.
Whatever it is. I actually said Pink Form.
But that's not the right answer.
Which is what they say at the start. It depends how you pronounce it, actually.
It's Pink Fong. F-O-N-G.
Right, that's what I said, Pink Fong.
You didn't. You said Pink Form.
I said Pink Fong.
You said Pink Form.
I said,
well,
listen.
What are we going to do? He said Pink Form.
Don't do an argument about it. No, it's at the start of the song, they go Pink Form. And that's what I said. Don't mispronounce it.
You said Pink Form. Well,
I didn't say peak.
I've given
form.
You both a point.
He's lied now.
Both a point, whatever.
What are the scores?
I thought you'd be stronger than that as an adjudicator, Will.
The scores, current scores are Scott 3, Chris 3 heading into the last round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you doing the timer?
I don't know why there's a timer on now. Okay, it's quite slick today until then. Okay, here we go.
Round 3.
What's round 3, Will?
It's Chris's favourite round, Scott. It's Where Am I?
Oh, God, okay. All right, so what happens here?
I will describe where I'm stood, and they're all in cities.
Oh,
this week.
I hate this round.
And you have to guess where this. I am.
I thought we'd all agreed that this wouldn't be a round
it's
anymore. It's a terrible round.
Demand.
I don't know who wants it back. I thought we agreed on our team chat Zoom that we're not doing this one anymore. But okay.
Question
one.
Bad round. It's right. A bad round.
Go on,
question
then.
One. I found myself outside Private Eyes on Academy Street. If I look down the street, I can see the bridge over the River Ness and the Royal Highland Hotel. But where am I?
Oh, okay, 5 seconds, go.
I've gone Inverness.
Yeah, I've gone Inverness.
And you'd be correct in saying Inverness.
Oh! I have to say, one of the cheapest towns I've ever got in Inverness. So
I don't
cheap.
Derive pleasure from getting that right. It's not a good question.
I think it was 30p a minute.
Question two.
Yes?
I'm stood on the bridge over the River Trent. Either side of the river, I can see two big football stadiums. I've been told that this city also has a castle. But where am I?
5 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
I think I only know it because of the river.
I only know it because of the nights DJing for both universities and the chants.
Is it Nottingham?
It's Nottingham, yeah.
It's Nottingham.
ENT. All right. Doing well
if
on this one.
Trent.
See, you hate this round, but you're doing
no,
quite
it's a,
well
it's
at
a,
it.
It's a bad round.
It's wonderfully poised at 5-all here with one question to go.
Okay.
It's not an easy one.
All right.
Question 3. I found myself in Wales's oldest city. I'm stood outside the Spoons, the Black Bull Inn, and in the distance I can see the Menai Bridge, but where am I?
Oh, 5 seconds. Oh, I know that. Is it a city, do you say?
It's a city. It's Wales's oldest city, technically, yeah.
What's the Spoons called again?
The Black Bull Inn.
I'm going to get a guess here because I think it's where my boyfriend's dad is. Is it Anglesey?
It's gone for Anglesey. Chris?
I'm going Swansea.
The answer is Bangor.
Oh! What do we do now? Is it a draw?
It's a draw.
And that's it, right?
That's it.
Okay.
Bad round.
So we drew there. I don't think... Are we having... Where am I back on again, or is that it now?
I think bin that round off. It's just not entertaining for anyone.
Okay. So we drew on points today. Let us know how you did on 81199. And that was Don't Look It Up.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Matt. In Cannock, Matt says, can we please leave or return to the Where Am I bit of the quiz? Because that was the only bit of the quiz I got right today. That was his best round, so please don't bin it, he says. Okay, we'll see. Don't Look It Up returns tomorrow. If you want to play along, you are not allowed to cheat. Find someone to play with. It's becoming like a staple thing in people's days now, you know? Things are different at the moment. People look forward to it, you know? Almost as much as I look forward to having more food. That's tomorrow, just after 2. And Sam is on bangers. So you said you normally pick Chris. I'm not sure that's going to change today, actually, Sam.
Oh. Now, it's not oopsie-daisy, chipmunk, is it?
It's not, no. Now, I hear that you've been shielding. So you've been in for how long now? 6-7 weeks?
Yeah, 7 weeks this week, yeah.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, not too bad. Like, luckily, we've got quite a nice garden and
We've got a nearly 2-year-old Labrador, so he keeps me busy. Okay. So yeah, it's not been too bad.
All right.
But you know what? Just try and feel extra special. Imagine that you're the president, right? And everyone else is sort of the bodyguards, and ultimately
exactly.
everyone is protecting you. Do you know what I mean? You're the VIP here. Got to make yeah. sure you're okay. Weird analogy, I know.
I was going to say. Right.
You know, when you start overthinking these things.
Yeah. Just imagine that I'm the president and you're my subject.
Shield me,
that's
people.
That's probably what I have been thinking, yeah.
Okay, this is my choice. Yeah, I've played it a lot on Passing Anthems and I'm a big fan of it. I'm not sure it's going to win the battle today, but I like it. It's a remix of an old dance song.
Yeah, I do quite like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It's a remix of Finally. Papa Zeus, about you.
Oh, I love Papa Zeus. Okay, Sam, you can have that, or my banger's choice is Old School Nelly. It's this.
Just a dream.
Love a bit.
Just a dream. What a song. Love this.
Yeah, it really is.
Because Chris is at home, every time he sings along, it's slightly out of time because of the delay.
It's only just a dream.
There it is.
Bit of me, that.
Okay, what are we having?
Scott, I do really like that song. It is quite, like, to get up and dance.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of Nelly, and my sister is, and she'd kill me if I didn't pick Nelly, so I'm going to have to go with Chris again.
Do you know what?
Go on,
I'm
Sam.
Totally happy with that. I actually really want to hear this.
Shield yeah. Sam.
Shield her. Okay, Sam, this is your track. It's on now. It's Nelly. Oh. Okay, have I made this up, or was there a Nelly song called Flap Your Wings?
Great question. I'm not aware of that one.
If so, I am going to put that on bangers and write myself a note right now. I just seem to remember playing it at the time and being like, oh, okay. Yes. Flap Your Wings. Do you remember? Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Huh. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Huh. Drop down and get... That one? No.
It doesn't ring any bells to me, but it sounds great.
Well, because I loved that so much, and that sounded brilliant on Radio 1 this afternoon, expect Flap Your Wings popping up quite soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 11, including our quiz, Don't Look It Up. There's a Who game and also TikTok sensations. Luke T and Shanice are in the mix from 1 o'clock.